and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266DR Waukesha.
News on and the hour. Streaming presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. Humanitarian aid rolling into the Gaza Strip this morning in the wake of those Hamas terror attacks on Israel. The U.S. State Department says it welcomes the delivery, coming with help from Israel, Egypt, and the United Nations. The BBC's Paul Adams with more.
20 trucks, just 20 trucks. For 2 weeks, the Gaza Strip has been under an unbelievably strict siege. No water, no food, no fuel. And the situation with half the population on the move has become increasingly desperate.
This comes less than a day after two Americans became the first hostages to be released by Hamas, but more than 200 are still being held. More from CBS's Christina Perfini.
The nation of Qatar, which hosts a Hamas political office, helped facilitate the negotiations. The women were then handed over to the International Red Cross Red Crescent, which took them from inside Gaza to the Israeli border, where they were greeted by an IDF general.
This is a small joy in our family, but hopefully for all the other hostages and all the other families, just keep praying and hopefully good news will come.
Back in the nation's capital, there is chaos on Capitol Hill over the Republican battle to become the next Speaker of the House. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has lost his bid for the job. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk. Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor. At least three members acknowledged they received threats.
Another SpaceX launch today. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Way early in the morning.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Falcon 9, go SpaceX.
Go SpaceX indeed, as it completed the Falcon 9 launch of 21 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The booster will land on the Of Course I Still Love You drone ship, which is stationed in the Pacific. And yes, that is the name of the vessel.
Fans of snow may be disappointed, as forecasters say this winter is likely to be light on the white stuff, and there won't be that many extreme cold outbreaks either. The north is expected to be warmer than normal, and there will be more wet and stormy weather in the south. The winter outlook includes a prediction for warm weather from Tennessee to Missouri, as well as nearly all of California. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Welcome to Carroll University Football on the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM and 101.1 FM. The Pioneers own back-to-back winning seasons and are on the way to make it three in a row.
The Pioneers are 4-1, hosting the Thunder of Wheaton College with a 5-1 record, ranked 13th in the country, second in the CCIW. Carroll University Football is brought to you locally by Mia's in downtown Waukesha.
And by the Shaw, WAUK, and Civic Media. Now, let's join Don Brown and Johnny Watermullen on the field for all the action.
Let's go Pios!
Hold this university. Here, beloved Pioneers are playing in what I believe is a defining moment for the Carroll football program here in the Mike Budiszewski era, as the 4-2 Pioneers, corrections there to Terry Byard, does a wonderful job. She said we are 4-1, but actually 4-2 Pioneers taking on the 5-1 Thunder of Carroll, of Wheaton, excuse me. Both teams are blue and orange, so it looks like an inter-squad scrimmage. But what we do hope is the ultimate outcome is that both teams are 5-2 at the end of this game. And also, Johnny Watermullen will not be joining us today. He is very sick, so we're wishing Johnny the very best for a speedy recovery. And it does seem to me, I saw him this morning, like a legitimate illness. So as of right now, Johnny will not be forced to hand in his man card. We wish him well, because I know it kills him that he can't be here today. So I know, Johnny, you're listening, and thanks for all you do. But filling in for Johnny here from third chair to second chair is one of Waukesha's favorite sons, certainly one of Carroll's favorite sons, Greg Triple G Wanschneider. How you doing today, Greg?
Good afternoon, Don. It's a great day for football out here at Schneider Stadium in, like you said, beautiful Waukesha here at historic Carroll University. Yep. It's a great day out here, so I'm expecting a good game by both teams, and we'll just wait and see what happens, what unfolds. Is it going to be an epic point scoring battle, or will the defenses take over, and will it be a defensive?
That's a great question, Triple G, and. I know we had that same question in the Augustana game, and I think, again, with the heat being the kind of factor that it was, 100-degree temperatures on the field, that here we have more seasonal fall weather. It's actually a beautiful day, although it's getting grayer, and it does maybe show some slight threats of rain. I think anything could happen, but for sure, either way, whether it's a high-scoring or a defensive battle, it's going to be a nail-biter. For sure.
Right.
So,
right.
Real quick, Greg, I just wanted to issue some apologies to our listeners. We had Coach Buddha on my show this morning, This Week in Waukesha. We had some issues with the first 10 minutes of the show, some programming issues that our fine team worked out quickly. But so most of the show was aired, but you can catch the complete show rebroadcast tomorrow at 8 here on the same channel. So, again, our apologies and our thanks for your patience, and great job. Our technology crew also did some work through an emergency to get us back and running in time for today's game, and so we're really glad for the timing, because, again, this is a big moment in Carroll football history, and, again, in the Coach Buddha era, as they take on what is, I believe, the number two team in the conference, Wheaton, the Thunder, and number 13th in the nation. So.
Yes.
It's really, and both teams match up really well. I scouted some Carroll when they played Augustana the week before we played Augustana, and that was a very close matchup. And another factor is we've got Nick Legnioli back. We have Legs back today, and a lot of people believe if he had been healthy for the Augustana game that might have been a different outcome. So, but, everyone's healthier today than they were in that fourth game of the season out there in Rock Island, again, in that sweltering heat.
Yeah.
So it'll be different. But Pios are in their white pants, gray jersey with orange numbers and orange stripes on the shoulders. as they cheer on the Pios going back into the locker room. Orange helmet with Pio Pete on there, and the white Carroll font going across the numbers on the top. And then the visiting Thunder look a lot like Carroll's looked on the road before. All white, orange and blue stripes on the side of the pants. Navy numbers with orange trim, and then blue and orange stripes on the shoulders, and then blue helmet with that Alabama jersey number on the side of the helmet there. And I think on the other side you might have the Wheaton logo, if I remember correctly, if I get a better look. So, but again, this stands to be really one of the classic games, and we can't wait to bring it to you. You know, we are about 22 minutes away from kickoff, so a lot to unpack here today. So stick around as we take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network on WAUK Radio. Calvin, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to Schneider Stadium, where we're packing the Schneid for, again, what may very well be the biggest game in Carroll history, perhaps in the last 20, 25 years, as our 4-2 Pios will take on the 5-1, 13th-ranked Thunder of Wheaton. And I'm joined by Triple G, Greg Wansnyder, one of Waukesha's favorite sons, and certainly one of Carroll's favorite sons, who Greg is our inside man with the football team, as working in the cafeteria. He can tell you just about what every player eats, what their favorite things are. And
Yes.
Greg might have even gotten one of our star players to join us after the game for the post game. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, and we'll keep it a surprise, too. So stick around. But if there is a man of the hour or a man of the week, that certainly has to be, one of them for sure, Nick Montes, who is one day after receiving the CCIW Defensive Student Athlete of the Week honors. He earned national recognition for his outstanding performance in Saturday's 62-14 win over Elmhurst University. Nick was named to the Division III D3Football.com Team of the Week. It marks the 13th time that a Carroll football player has received this recognition. So, in Montes, I'm reading right from the notes that I got from Mike Westermeyer, Communications Director. Montes anchored a defensive effort last Saturday that surrendered just 4 rushing yards all game. What a great stat, Greg. And then the senior from Northbrook, Illinois, and Glenbrook North High School led the Pioneers in 7 tackles, 6 of them for loss of yards, which ties a single-game school record. And then his 4 sacks also ties a school record for a single game, which was originally set 20 years ago. So he helped the team tie a school record with 8 total sacks in the contest. So, and he also forced a fumble on one of his sacks, which the Pioneers recovered. So you couldn't ask for a better day, could you, Triple G?
You really couldn't. And I look at that 8 sacks number. That's a lot of sacks. You know, even pro football teams don't, get 8 sacks.
Yeah, that's a hungry D.
That's a very
Coach
hungry
Coach Pfeffer
defense.
Has going out there.
And, definitely a lot of defensive momentum headed into this game. And I'm sure the coaches know that. And I'm sure, as I always say, the coaches are saying, don't let that get into your heads. Each game is a new game.
Yep.
Each game has challenges of its own. Obviously,
yes.
The defense will be challenged today by the running game of Wheaton.
Yeah. So they're about to announce the starting defense, and we'll announce that along with you here. At defensive end, the senior from Carpenters, Illinois, number 50, Elios Martinez. And defensive tackle, the guy we just talked about, from Northbrook, Illinois, number 97, Nick Montes. The other defensive tackle is number 93, Tim Nelson, the 5'10 junior from Racine Lutheran High School. Defensive end, the sophomore from De Pere, Johnny's neck of the woods, number 94, Luke Brosig. Inside linebacker, the sophomore from Kakana, number 42, Will Campbell.
the other linebacker, the junior from Kimberly, 46, Damon Loker. And at outside linebacker, number 43, the junior from Cumberland, Travis Runberg. At cornerback, the junior from Pewaukee, number 16, Elliot Miller. At safety, the junior from Lindenhurst, Illinois, Jim Clem. At the other safety, the sophomore from Rockton, Illinois, number 9, the Drake Emmanuel, for any of you Seinfeld fans. And the other corner, the freshman from Milwaukee's Tosa West, number 3, Ja'Kai Bohannon. So that's your Carroll D.
Yeah. Yeah, coached, of course, by Coach Buda.
In Mike his third Buda year Chesky. With the program.
Yep.
So, a lot of great success.
Buda Chesky, sorry.
No worries. We won't tell Coach Buda on you there, Triple G. We sure will not. But what I wanted to do really quick, though, is I certainly wanted to acknowledge another big standout from last week. You know, as our star receiver, Austin Eichstad, was getting double teamed, but still managed a touchdown at the end of the game. Senior Josh Hill, who hadn't scored a touchdown all season, scored 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
And so it's a real credit to the strength and the, I guess you say, diversity or the versatility of the Pio offense that, you know, if they're shutting down one star, a couple other stars rise up. Keon Miller also had a touchdown. But, again, you know, Josh Hill, a very reliable receiver, great hands, gives you good yardage. And so it's great to see him. Excuse me, the senior on homecoming get 3 touchdowns, but that's got to definitely fire him up going into a big game today like Wheaton. And then I'm thinking the same thing with Montes. If Wheaton's keying on him, you know, that's going to free up the other members on the line and the linemen. You know, I could see Martinez having a Mantis kind of game, or Nelson, or even you know, Luke Brosig, that they like him enough that they've moved him up into the number one spot here in front of Steven Lazarus, who for sure will get a lot of time today. Steven, who normally starts, the junior from Colgate. So, but, you know, what other thoughts do you have about this big contest, Greg?
I don't know. I just wanted to point out, you know, on offense, it was really cool to see last week Josh Hill step up. And his, you know, we love that yak stat, Don,
yeah.
That yards yeah. after the catch.
His were gigantic.
That was big for the Pios. So yeah. I'm really wondering what the fan base is going to be like. It sounds like there are a lot of fans out there supporting.
Yeah, in spite
it
of
it is Carroll's fall break.
Yeah.
This week, and starting yesterday, going through next Wednesday.
Sure.
But we still have a good base of parents and alumni parents.
And a lot of other activities. You know, this morning I attended a kind of an open practice, a Meet the Pios for the women's basketball team. I had the honor of finally meeting head coach Lindsay Schultz. And, you know, that's a team that I guess they finished second in the CCIW last year and are projected to finish second again this year, if I understand correctly.
Right,
She was a wonderful host and it was great to watch a very talented team, even just working out in practice. And some of the men's team were there working out before they ended their practice. But they'll be having their same event tomorrow, same time. So I look forward to attending that. And again, Coach Jansen, who's been on my show before, has, again, been extremely gracious and got to meet the rest of his staff, too. Well, Carter, who I already know from baseball and here in the booth, and Max, Devin, and John, you know, great group of guys. And I know there's a lot of excitement about the culture that Coach Jansen's building. And Coach Schultz on the women's side has established a great template, if you will, or trail of breadcrumbs for Coach Jansen to follow. But, again, in his experience, too, that I just see a lot of exciting synergies in the basketball program. And we're looking forward, WAUK, to be broadcasting all the home games for men's and women's for Carroll here in the 23-24 season. So
yeah.
I think there's still – we're going to be packing the Schneid today.
Yeah, yeah. People are still coming in. I could smell the brats
there you go.
Cooking.
Hopefully they'll have enough, you know.
In.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So anybody using the Civic Media app out there in the audience, feel free to bring a couple of brats up for Triple G and I. You know, we won't be able to break away, especially with Johnny being out of commission. You know, we send Johnny out, you know. And Johnny came back empty-handed, and no fault to Johnny. All he had left was chips by the time he got there at halftime, so the brats were a big seller.
Yeah, yeah. So, or maybe our great sponsor Mia is over there. Bo and his staff.
Bo could bring over a tray of Masticholi for the press crew. Johnny has a regular tradition. Now he's going there on Wednesday nights, and he meets a couple friends. And what started out as a chance meeting, a last second decision to grab a little bite there, turned out to be a standing thing. So Wednesday nights, every night's fun in downtown Waukesha with all the great restaurants and bars that we have here. And I know it's something that Carol really enjoys too. You see a lot of the students out there for late night as well. And so it's always, good, clean fun here in the Shaw. And marching band is now taking over the field now, muscling some Wheaton players out from kicking practice. So we'll be hearing some from them shortly. But before we wait for them to begin, Calvin, if you could give us a quick station identification here, that would be fantastic on the Pioneer Football Radio Network.
You're listening to the Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we are always streaming on the Civic Media app. We are indeed. Triple G along with Don Brown. And Don, we're getting ready for some great CCIW football action here.
We sure are.
Two very, very good teams.
Yeah, there's a real exciting mood here, but also a very, kind of serious, sober one. This is a defining moment for the Budashevsky program after two back-to-back winning seasons, 6-4, the first back-to-back winning season since the 90s, I believe, that Buda and company and Pio Nation want more. And this is, one of the big hurdles in the CCIW is Wheaton, who I think has held firmly to that number two spot over the past few seasons. North Central, of course, and very much in a league of their own with their championship ways as they look to defend their national championship. They're second in the last 3 years. Everyone's got a ways to go to compete with North Central, but Wheaton, again, a very established program. This would be a huge feather in our cap if we can get past them. It is noteworthy that we did lose to them 61-9 at their house last year, but again, it's the feeling is it's a much more experienced Carroll team and team that's poised for big games. And, one thing to not overlook was, North Central, that some had felt was not necessarily a walkover, but what should have been a win, was that was a nail-biter in the first half, and even in the second half, it was still a game. And really, North Park came within striking distance at the end, but we had our third interception of the half in the end zone there to put the game on ice. But it's worth saying that North Park's only loss this season has been to Carroll, that they are also 5-1. And having a great year. So there's a reason why this is one of the toughest Division III football conferences in the country. And in addition to Coach Buda, there's some other great young coaches building great programs there. And speaking of young coaches, Wheaton's coached by Jesse Scott. He is a Wheaton alumnus from the class of 2009, but he's only in his fourth season, and he's compiled a 23-6 record. And Buda, who came to a program that obviously had been in the dumps for many years, you have to respect a 16-10 record, here in his third football season. We know the first season was COVID, so there was no season. But just a very exciting day, and people on the edge of their feet. We see the Falco and Mezzanine filled up. Quite a few recruits here visiting. We saw quite a few tours this morning. Before the pregame, we see the recruits coming out of the locker room right now. So, great atmosphere here. Greg, what's any surprises from the marching band or any new announcements that you want to share with us?
Well, yeah, marching band will have a new show at halftime. I heard a little preview of it as I was walking, or actually having a public safety escort into the into Snyder Stadium today.
Nice.
You
had one of the higher ups walking in, right? He was in charge of all the local authority, the security here.
Lieutenant Dave. I'm sorry, Dave, I don't know your last name, but yeah. Lieutenant Dave.
He said hello to me earlier.
So they have a new halftime show karaoke. So
karaoke. All right.
Don, I
we're sticking around for it.
I told them that you'd be to give you a microphone.
They should. I would. Yeah. Careful what you wish for. I would go down there. And here come the Pios running onto the field as Pio Nation gets to its feet. And listen to that roar. Pio Nation is pumped, and so are the Pios. As we see, following them, the visiting Thunder of Wheaton walking down Barstow, that long walk from the visiting locker room. I kind of like that little advantage we have.
Yeah.
That's not so well spoken. But, you know, wear them down before they even get on the field. So, and they're ready to do their big run out.
I've actually been to Wheaton, Illinois, Don. They have a great popcorn shop.
Is that right? It doesn't surprise me. That's old school America there.
Yeah.
Big Christian community, and Carroll is a, you know, excuse me, Wheaton is a Christian university. Long tradition there.
Yeah.
And part of that tradition is a great, in addition to great academics, is a great football program, as the Thunder now run to their sideline across from us. You can see the WAUK banner displayed beautifully, so I know Johnny, listening at home, will be very pleased to hear that. That's always been Johnny's job. So, and what I didn't do, I didn't have the other tools Johnny has to secure the bottom of it. So, if we have some wind, we may see that blowing up and down, but I think that'll be a good brand for us, you know, draw more attention to WAUK. So, and let's see, we may be able to listen to the national anthem here if that's what they're going to start with. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
So, we're going to get the mic outside here. See if we can get that reached out here.
Marching band. Yeah, the marching band. Patrick Coughlin. Wonderful rendition of our country's
rousing rendition,
national anthem.
Greg, your band did a great job. I think you deserve all the credit for that. Who's the conductor again?
The director of bands is Patrick Coughlin.
Patrick Coughlin, of course, a good Irishman.
Yes, yes.
In charge of the music.
Yes.
Gotta love it. So,
yes.
And I know at the live stream we're also missing Russ Bukaritz, but the dean has it well in hand.
Yep.
So Dean will be delivering that to the live stream nation.
Yep.
So,
and but of course, you folks are listening on the Civic Media app.
That's it.
540.
So, captains take the field. We have Nick Mantis, Damon Loker, Josh Raby, and Josh Hill representing the Pios. For the visiting Thunder, trying to get some numbers here, we've got Andrew Partica. We've got Clayton Reeves. I'm trying to get another number here. That looks like Carroll's won the time. Carroll will be receiving. They've elected to receive.
Yes. Yep. So Josh Raby and company will come out on the field right away.
That is it.
Hopefully a tone-setting drive to start the game. Yeah.
Trevor Gabriel, the 6-foot center from Wheaton, is one of the other captains. So Raby and company, Pioneer Aviation will start out on offense. Were you a big MASH fan, Greg? Triple G?
You know, my dad watched a lot of MASH, and I watched it.
Your dad will appreciate when I yell, Pioneer Aviation! Pioneer Aviation!
Was that the Colonel?
Was that? No, that was my Hot Lips Houlihan.
Okay.
So, you know, Hawkeye noticed that Frank was being nosy and reading his letters to his dad. You know, those always a big part of the show is letters to his dad. You know, mm-hmm. you'd hear him narrating mm-hmm. the.
Yep, yep.
And so he decided him and Trapper to have some fun and talk about a stock tip that his dad was giving him about a fictional company called Pioneer Aviation and telling his dad to move all his savings into it. And so Frank thought he decided to divert his portfolio and he's trying to talk Hot Lips into it. And he makes her mad and he's telling her to be quiet. And she yells it out so the whole. Camp can hear Pioneer Aviation.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
become kind of our brand for
there you go.
The Pioneer high flying Pioneer offense. You know, even when they're running the ball, they're flying. So
Keon Miller back deep to receive this
Keon pump. Miller all by himself and Josh kick. Hill and the next one up, and then kicking off here for the Thunder. Is looks like number 37 here.
Wonder if Calvin in the studio is a MASH fan. Probably before Calvin's
yeah.
time.
Yeah, he's like, what are you talking about? Josh Winnett kicking off. It's a short kick received at the 10 by Miller. He's going to run to from his left to his right. He's got some room, some good blocking up front. Tripped up at the 31, a good return.
Great
and a
return.
Nice tackle there by number 3, Virgil K.